Please welcome live into the studio, Miss Drew Barrymore.
Hooray!
Hooray!
Wow!
Me.
Wow.
Hi.
You're real.
She's here.
Wow.
Thanks.
Hi.
It's one of the odder compliments I've ever gotten. I like it.
Wow.
I am real, like live flesh.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Can I touch you later?
I don't think so.
Right, okay. Okay. Oh, wow.
But we can, like, banter back and forth and, you know.
Okay.
Verbally touch each other.
Okay. We can do verbals with each other. I don't know what that means, but I like
me neither, it. But I just figured, you know, roll with it.
Hi.
Hi, how are Hi. You?
I'm Chris.
I'm Drew.
Hi, Drew. you look, just go and get some breakfast or something.
I think you're insinuating that we should be alone now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Because once you've fallen for my charms, they ain't never going back there, sister. Not that you are my sister, that would be wrong. But it was just a terminology.
Once you go you never go back.
That's right. That's right. What?
What?
I don't know. Anyway,
once
so...
Once you go Chris, it's over.
Oh,
that's right.
Yeah.
Welcome to my country.
Thank you. I love being here. Your country rules.
Although you brought some really crap weather with you.
I know. I would hope that, like, I'm a good weather person, but I really brought the, like, it's pissing down out there.
You can't say ass swearing.
You can't?
You can't say that.
No. I'm so sorry.
That's all right.
You know you wanted to say ass on the TV earlier. You can say
I
ass.
I did.
Ass is fine.
Okay. I didn't know that
well,
was
it's, well, it's a mild.
So sorry.
It's a mild. Mm.
I'm so
word.
Sorry, BBC.
But you're right, though. It is doing that outside.
I thought that was like a meteorology term.
Well, you don't often hear it on the BBC News weather forecast. But
oh, my goodness. I'm sorry. Look, right. I've already... See, this is my problem.
You
already out of the gate.
Foul-mouthed woman.
Just screwed the whole thing up.
You have a mouth like a sailor.
I do. I actually do.
I don't know if you really do. It would be a really pretty mouthed sailor if it were.
Oh, no. Okay, so you can't say dirty words, but you can act pervy. Okay, I got it.
Right. That's not
that's his whole act.
Whoa. Hold your horses. That's not me acting pervy. Seriously, John.
Hasn't even started yet.
No, don't say that. No, I'm a very nice, grounded individual.
That's very nicely described.
Although, I apologize. I was going to shave for you.
I apologize. I'm a crass little girl.
No, well, I like that.
See, they can't see your beard, but they can hear my shenanigans, and that's just not
they good. Could hear my beard.
You want to, like, rub it against
They could hear your beard if you did that.
But it'd be weird.
Do you think? Like a weird beard.
It'd be weird. I'd rather not do that.
Okay.
So, how long are you going to be here for?
I'm here at least until Saturday.
Wow. We could go for dinner.
We could.
Yeah. Well, you know, you'll be on your own. You'll be lonely.
Actually, I'm very excited because I'm going to see my dear friend who lives here tonight. And then I'm working the rest of the time.
Right. All the time?
Like, pretty much like 24 hours a day I'm working.
See. Well, you know, you're just not trying.
Okay, well, where would you go to dinner? Where would we go to dinner?
I don't know. It depends what food you like.
I love all types of food.
Right.
Food in general. I'm a food person.
I'd take you for an Indian.
I love Indian food.
See, there you
I
go.
I got so excited. I was hoping you were going to say Indian.
See, I may be a perverted freak, but at least you'd enjoy yourself at dinner.
At least we'd have samosas.
That's right.
Yummy.
Yeah. Would you meat samosas or would you go for vegetarian?
I prefer the vegetarian ones.
Do you eat meat? Are you a vegetarian?
I dabble in
right.
meat.
Okay.
I it's like when I'm feeling like my teeth have turned into razors and I'm like, I need meat. Then all of a sudden, like, I eat some meat. But for the most part, I eat vegetables a
right.
lot.
Right. See, I don't. So that's why we'd make a good couple.
Oh.
Because you eat vegetables and I eat meat.
Oh, well, there you go.
So between the pair of us, what a healthy combination of food. maybe.
Yeah.
Or we could just go for a drink.
That would be better.
Really?
Yeah.
Because it's shorter than going for a meal, I understand.
Actually, I was just thinking it's more fun.
Right, okay. Right, cool. Well, you know, what I'd do, though, I wouldn't take you to some trendy bar.
Okay.
I'd take you to a proper pub.
Yeah.
you know, a traditional pub.
That's exactly where I was picturing.
Yeah.
Again, on the same wavelength.
Yeah, and you wouldn't get any hassle. If I take you to, like, one of the pubs near where I live, you wouldn't get any hassle.
Right. Oh, I don't care.
They don't even recognize the regulars in there.
Perfect.
So you'd be fine.
I go anywhere.
Right, okay.
I'm completely open.
Cool. See, it's going well. This going really well, yeah. I think she wants to marry me. No, I'm only joking. I'll stop being weird now.
I'm just letting you do your thing, and I'm totally with you.
Right, okay. I know you're here.
Absolutely.
Right. So anyway, you have the movie out, which is The Perfect Catch.
Yeah.
And it comes out on the 12th of August, and everybody has to go and see it, because Drew's in it. There you go.
Thank you very much.
That's my sell for your movie.
That is beautiful. That's Thanks. A beautiful sell for you.
Thank you.
For the film.
Thank you. Although the man in it looks like Mike Myers from 10 years ago. Do you think?
Well, they're both Saturday Night Live alumni.
Maybe
SNL.
That means that they've been on Saturday Night Live before. They're part of the past cast.
That's yeah. Right. Maybe. Very good. Yeah. Exactly. Maybe like they do something there in that arena where everybody comes out.
So if you do Saturday Night Live, they'd start to look the same.
You'll come out looking like that.
Like people who have pets.
You should do it.
Like,
you look better as Mike Myers.
Do you have a pet?
No.
You don't?
No.
Interesting.
No, I don't like pets.
You could have a snake or something.
No. That would be ridiculous. Why would I do that?
I don't know.
You're just being crazy now.
Okay.
My beauty is now making you go all weird.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't. I don't.
You're
do you
intoxicating
know what?
Me.
See, I eat animals. I don't really have them as pets.
Well, do you know what I mean? And I love them. Pets are good. Pets bring like healing and love and happiness.
But they smell, and they leave hair everywhere.
Well, according to you, so does Dave.
He doesn't leave hair everywhere, but yeah. He does indeed smell. You are right there. Can you smell?
I can't smell it. I thought that I would walk in here and be like inundated with a cloud of.
Of stink.
Aroma, and yet...
It's all a misconception, Drew, because...
Drew is sniffing you.
I know, and it doesn't smell, does it?
It smells very subtle and nice.
There you go, you see, chicks dig it, I told you.
Don't call her a chick.
But it's a pleasant smell.
She's a babe.
And it's good to wear.
All right.
That's what ladies like to be called, babe.
I wouldn't do that because we've only just met, and I would consider that to be a rude thing to say.
Really?
Mm.
Pretty babe?
No. I'll take it all. Chick, babe, it's all good to
yeah,
me.
Yeah, it's all good. Ms. Barrymore.
Just not, please don't swear on the radio.
I don't swear. I abhor bad language.
Hmm.
Mm. Anyway, so...
So what's your favourite colour?
Red.
Cool.
Well, I've always said red. I don't really know if it is anymore. Because you know, when you're younger, you kind of get to a point where you feel as though you should have a favourite colour and a favourite number.
Right.
And so I chose red. But it's not actually my favourite colour.
Well, what's your real favourite colour?
I don't really have one. And I think people who do are a little bit weird.
I think you need to get a pet and a favourite colour.
I can't have a pet. Seriously, truthfully, if I got myself a pet, it would die within a month.
Okay, then don't get a pet.
I can't look after plants.
Yes.
A pet has no chance.
But plants are different.
And pets don't need watering.
No, they do.
They do.
Yeah, they don't. Well, I know you feed them water, but you don't water them.
Yeah, but you give them, or you leave the doggy water.
Oh, okay.
Like when Drew left her apartment mansion, she would have left a bowl of water out for her doggies.
Probably three, one for each dog.
Do you have a mansion?
No.
How many toilets do you have?
How many toilets do I have? I actually have a lot of toilets, weirdly. I have more toilets than, like, space. Like...
There are no toilets in space.
I don't know. I have like four toilets.
Four?
Yeah.
Wow.
I have a lot of toilets.
Okay.
It's good because then anyone who needs to use the bathroom has access to toilets.
But have you ever had a point at home when, you know, five people have gone, I need to use the toilet. And you've had to go, well, one of you is going to have to wait.
Or go in the bushes outside.
Well, really?
Sure. Why not?
You wouldn't do that, though.
No, God, no.
I've peed outside my house before.
Have you?
Yeah. When I couldn't get the key in the lock quick enough, I had to go.
Mm.
I think it's this kind of honesty which is endearing yourself to me right now.
Okay.
Yeah. Where do you live?
In Los Angeles and New York.
Wow.
Yeah.
Two houses.
No, I it's, believe me, it's nothing fancy.
How many, so is it four toilets in the LA home?
Yes, and one toilet in the New York home.
Well, how common?
So, like, talk about five people having to go to the bathroom in the New York apartment. Wow. We've got a real problem.
Forget it.
And you can't pee in the bushes conveniently in New York.
No,
it's not the same.
You're probably on, like, the 58th floor.
The 8th.
8th floor, that's what I said. I was close.
You get arrested for stuff like that.
You can pee out the window if you're a boy.
Yes, you could.
Yeah.
You boys have it so good.
But it is. It's so easy. You can pee in a sink.
Yeah.
You know? But then, you know, we had a British athlete who did the London Marathon the other week and had to go during the race and just crouched down at the side of the road, went and carried on.
Well, you know, and she won. Nothing wrong with that.
It's true.
There you go. And she won.
Yeah.
See?
So, you know, maybe that's a new thing. It's a very bizarre interview today. That's my fault. I'm sorry.
I feel like we're scaring the listeners.
No, I don't care about them.
Okay.
Right, I have some facts about you that I need to see if they're true.
All right.
Is this true or false?
Oh,
cute. Thanks. That's nice. True or false?
See, I put all the groundwork in. You'd make an awful pun, and you get called cute.
You're cute, too.
Thanks. That all-important afterthought. One of your hobbies is photography.
Yes, it is.
Cool. I have a camera.
Oh, really?
Oh, man.
Is it digital or film?
It's digital.
No.
Nope, it's film.
It's not going to work.
It's film. That's what... It's film.
I'm not... I have not yet succumbed to the digital era.
Really?
Nope. I can't.
It's easy.
I'm not in.
It's easy.
I just love film. I love the beauty and the old school of film. I really do.
But digital is quick and compact.
Yes, it's true. There are benefits to both.
Right.
But I'm definitely an old school film girl.
In England, when you get a film, when you put an old film in a camera, you have to take it to the chemist to get it developed.
I like that, the chemist.
Yeah.
Sounds, I don't know.
You would call it the pharmacy.
Yes, well, we have
drugstore, isn't it?
Yeah, we have developers in our pharmacy chemistry.
Oh, really?
Drugstores too.
Okay.
Yeah.
So would you take yours to the chemist pharmacy drugstore place to get developed?
I have.
Wow. Or do you develop them yourself?
Well, actually, funny enough, my roommate and I are building a dark room in the house.
Wow.
So, and there's no toilet in that room.
Well, it's dark.
No,
it'd be like pee all over the floor.
Well, I'm excited because it'll be like a small little functioning darkroom, so I'll learn the art of being a chemist developer myself.
I like that. So that's good. So you're teaching yourself the art of developing photos.
Yeah. And if you have digital, you can't do that.
That's true.
But there are people are doing amazing things with computers and graphics, and that's a whole other art in itself.
Yeah, but they're geeks.
No, they're cool.
Okay, I love them.
Awesome.
I love them too. They're awesome.
They're very cool.
I'm teaching myself how to edit. How cool is that? See, between us, what a creative couple we make. I'll move on. Your favorite band is the Beatles.
Yeah. I love them.
They split up now, though, sadly.
I heard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you see any of Live 8?
I didn't. I was traveling when it happened, but I think it's wonderful, and I wish I could have gone. That would have just been an amazing day.
Yeah, Paul McCartney sang with U2, did Sgt. Pepper with U2.
Oh, that's so cool.
Which is great with the opening
so
of the
cool.
thing. Really, really good. And you like
for such a good reason. It's
really
wonderful.
You like Coldplay?
I do like Coldplay.
I like them too.
It's hard not to like them. They're just good music.
Yeah. Daft Punk?
I love Daft Punk.
I love Daft Punk.
I do.
We played Daft Punk yesterday.
We did?
And I said how much I loved them then. So that's not just me lying. That's the truth. Lauryn Hill?
I don't know Lauryn Hill's music enough. I am a fan of hers. I do admire her work. I love The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill.
I don't.
Well, there you go.
She's rubbish.
I like Keen.
I'm enjoying
their album, yeah. And Block Party, aren't they from here?
Yeah.
I'm like loving the song Banquet. I come home after going to the pub and run around my living room to it, dancing to it. I think it's a great song.
You're a crazy girl.
I love music. I'm so happy to be here. I could sit and dish music. I've actually much more to contribute to this conversation than, you know, poor girl talk, like bad girl talk.
This is all fine. Don't worry about the bad girl talk. You know, you were potty mouthed at the beginning of the interview, but then since redeemed yourself into the princess that we
You have an amazing music scene happening here. It's really,
thank you.
It's really extraordinary.
We spent a lot of time on it.
Thank you. You've got nothing to do with it.
How dare you? Huh? I'm at the cutting edge of new music in the UK.
Do you find that right now is a really good time for music?
Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff out. You should listen to Radio 1 when you go home.
I heard you guys are going on satellite now.
Yeah, on Sirius.
It's funny. I'm a total traditionalist, but I really have to say that if you love music, satellite radio is really amazing. Because I just played a character where all I listened to was old country.
Right.
And there was just these amazing... You know, old country is so great.
Oh, no.
Not new... I'm not necessarily adapted to new country, but...
Isn't old country music just, like, awful?
No, it's amazing.
Really?
Oh, it's incredible. The music is so good. And
I love it.
The stories behind it are... Like, the songs, the writing is so good. They're, like, great little stories. And, you know, I would just turn on my satellite radio and listen to old country all day. And, you know, if you want alternative, if you want... Whatever genre of music you're looking for,
But more exciting than that is you'll be able to listen to Radio 1 you'll be able to dance around.
Exactly.
Listening to the stuff that we play.
Exactly.
Some of it's crap, but you know, what you do is, you know, you have to, you know, take the rough with the smooth.
Right.
And you can listen to us every morning.
Yes, I can now.
Yeah.
How great is that?
You can hear Block Party and the Kaiser Chiefs and Keane and all that.
Yep. Kaiser Chiefs and Razor Light and, oh my God, the others. There's a really, really good scene happening here right now.
We've got it all.
Seriously, there are a lot of really good stuff coming out of here at the moment.
Yeah.
Lots of really good stuff.
And it's an exciting time in music. It's good. I'm really happy to see that it's thriving.
I want to be a rock star.
Well, you're very close to it, considering you're living in the musical world.
It's not going to happen, though. It's really not going to happen.
Well, you're in the right job.
Well, you don't have any songs or a band or anything.
No. I can sing,
yeah.
You know, and I look good.
That's not enough these days.
No, I know. But all I need is a band and some really good songs.
Yeah, and a fan base.
And a fan base.
You would have a chance of really cutting it globally.
Yeah. But we could be there. Mm. You could be in our video.
Have you heard the Kings of Leon's new record?
Yes.
Have we?
Mm.
Have you?
Mm.
What's
That's
it called?
Good.
Can't remember.
You haven't heard
it. I have.
Liar.
No, I heard Zane play it the other day.
You're such a liar. You don't even know who they are.
Arcade Fire.
I actually met the Kings of Leon.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have. I met him in that hotel that night when we went out singing karaoke, actually.
Okay.
Very cool. Mm. Arcade Fire, that's an amazing album. Oh, so good. What's your favorite music right now?
Me? See, when you're on the radio, and you play stuff every day, I've got a kind of very varied musical taste.
Right. Can you be eclectic on this show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I tell you what you would like, the new Elbow album. That's very eclectic.
Elbow?
Yeah. Okay. New Elbow album.
I'll check it out. It's
very good.
All right, well, I'm just trying to see what we played. Okay, Hard-Fi is coming up later. What else have we played? I'm just trying to think of some good stuff. The new Oasis album is good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No, the only reason I said mm-hmm is because I haven't purchased it yet. I haven't heard it yet.
We could do you like a pack of CDs before you leave.
Don't even tease me.
Seriously.
Like a going home bag.
Oh, I would love it.
Jamiroquai album's very good.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, I like some stuff. Yeah, I like some of his stuff.
Yeah, okay. I'm just trying to look and see what stuff we've got going on at the moment. Music-wise. Albums. All right, here we go. Michael Jackson's released a best of album, by the way.
Has he? Another one?
Coldplay, have you got the new X and Y album?
I do. I just bought it recently.
Good. Do you have the Kaiser Chiefs album?
I don't, actually, and yet I really want it.
Employment. Would you like me to get you a copy?
I would love it.
Okay, you got to go for a drink with me. What else? Do you have the Keane album?
Yes, I do.
Okay, all right. Have you got the Killers album? They're not British, but still.
I don't have their album.
I'll get that for you. That's two drinks. The Razorlight album?
Have it.
Gorillaz new album?
Don't have it, want it.
Okay, three drinks, get in.
Yes.
Magic Numbers?
Don't know them.
I think you'd like them.
Okay.
Yeah, you'd like them.
Bring it on.
Seriously, and Queen live at Wembley Stadium, 1986.
Okay.
Classic.
Now you're talking.
Okay, see, we got it. It's fine. And then maybe we need a little bit of dance in there. Maybe Basement Jacks.
Oh, I love Basement Jacks. Well, I love that Rudy album. We'll get good.
The singles album we'll get for you.
Okay, awesome.
Okay.
I love music. It's so amazing. I mean, all the things we just talked about, completely different genres, bands, times, feelings, vibes, and yet it's so important. I love music.
See, when I'm normal,
I'd be so happy doing this job. I just love it. Love it.
See, you know, if you were to meet me normally, you'd like me because I'm normal.
I promise I am semi-normal too.
Right. Okay. All right, well, look, I've just been handed this by my lovely producer. They have to go at 9:25.
Look, we're getting glares through
the glass. It's 9:24 and 55 seconds.
Listen, they don't realise that we're bonding here. This is the start of a beautiful friendship which will span for decades.
We're out of time.
And I will end up being godfather to her children. Think about
it. Drew is walking out the studio.
Yeah. Well, listen, it's been brief.
It has been, and yet such a great pleasure. Thank you for having me on your show.
You're
I really,
more than
really
welcome.
Like it, and I'm really excited that you guys are going to be, you know, ubiquitously all over everybody's place.
That's right.
On
that
your
means
new
everywhere.
Satellite show.
The Perfect Catch comes out on the 12th of August. You have to go and see it because it's a lovely movie, which Drew not only stars in, but she also produces.
Mm-hmm.
Because I saw that, because I stayed till the end of the credits when I saw it the other day.
That's super cool.
I know.
And I cried at the end.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, you did? That's
yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah, she thought she'd lost a purse, but because no. It's so dark.
Under the seat.
I loved it.
Thank you. I'm really glad. It was a great pleasure to make this film. And it comes from Nick Hornby's novel, who's super cool and amazing. And we did the American adaptation, and it just ended up being a very special experience. And we weirdly made it about, you know, it's about heartbreak and like Arsenal and Manchester and your guys' world. And so we equated it to baseball. And then we picked this losing team, the Red Sox. And then as we were filming it, they won the first World Series in like nearly a century. So it was a wild goose chase. It's about love. It's funny. It's relatable. It's about how much you get to keep about yourself or what you have to give up to be in a relationship. See, this is important because this is about what you get to keep. And I love that as we're talking about a potential relationship that exists in some other parallel universe.
It's not going to happen. I've got to be honest with you.
You're turning me down now?
It's very sweet of you, but all this is just radio talk, really.
All right.
I mean, I've got a girlfriend, and as much as I'd love
I have a boyfriend. It was really nice being here. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, I know. But listen, don't be embarrassed by it. It's okay. You know, as much as I'd love to cup off with you, I just don't really think it would be right. And
I have no idea what that means, but that sounds very odd.
No, just like getting off with somebody, you know?
Right.
You know, that kind of thing.
Okay, I could not see what I just saw. He just, like, fondled, like, a fake mannequin
and
licked her
it
up
wasn't
and
a
down.
It was, didn't, that is the hand on the back, and that is, it's the, that's like a hug position, but with tongues. That's all it was.
Bailout.
But anyway, as I was saying, it's not going to happen. We'll just be friends, if that's okay with you.
Yeah.
Okay.
That'll work for me.
You okay? Do you want a hug?
No, I'm okay, thank you. I've seen what you do in a hug.
No, that's a hug.
In your weird miming show
hug,
over there.
A hug
there.
Would be this.
So you're doing the foxtrot.
Shut your face. What, you ruined it for me then.
Oh, you ruined it.
It's the start of a
long time ago.
Now she's going to have an injunction out of me.
She's not interested in you.
I'm being friends with her.
She's got a boyfriend.
I just turned her down! Move on, leave it, don't embarrass the girl! August 12th, the movie comes out.
Thank you very much for
Thank you, Drew.
Having me on the show.
You're more than welcome. And now we're going to play a record on BBC Radio 1. Go and see Drew's movie, please. Take all your friends and buy her back catalogue of movies that includes lots of films. Right, so Drew's gone. We gave her some CDs. What did we give her?
We gave her The Magic Numbers.
Right.
Hard-Fi.
Right.
The White Stripes. And James Blunt.
Oh, you didn't give a James Blunt, did you?
UK's number one.
Yeah, I wanted her to come back. She might come back just to drop that one off.
Chris, you left something.
You can have this one back. Well, I thought that went very well. I thought your comments kind of ruined it a little bit.
Yeah.
Because it made it... I was only joking, doing my normal jokey thing. You know, but because of your comments, Dave...
Yep.
But Dominic, let me ask you as an outsider.
Yeah.
How did you feel that went?
I think it's lucky she had 10 security people with
her. Right, whatever. Leave your nasty girl. Yeah. Khaled?
I've never seen her run so fast.
No, that's rubbish, because they're running late. She stayed longer than she should have done because she was enjoying it that much. Yeah.
You try to wrap it up and she stayed here.
She stayed here. She couldn't leave me.
She was thoroughly thrilled that the albums that she was given at the end of that interview.
How embarrassing though for her. You know, she asked me out on the air and I had to turn her down and say no.
You're wicked.
What?
You're so cruel.
You know, I've always fancied her for a long time, but you know, it would never work. You know, she lives over there and I live here, you know, and we're both Pisces. You know what I mean? I had to be the one to take control of the situation and say, I'm sorry, Drew, it's just not going to happen. Oh, to hell with it. Go and get her back. Yeah, tell her I will.
Really?
Yeah.
It's too late now.
No, you know.
She's going to come back for water.
What? Did she leave her water?
This is her water. She has to come back.
Drew's mouth being round that, Chris.
That'd be so common.
You can fondle it, apparently.
Let me hold her.
No, I'll hold
let me hold it.
No, I'll look
let
after
me
it.
Hold
I'm
it.
Looking after this.
Give it here.
No.
Alan, give it here.
Really?
Give it here.
I want it.
Give it here. This is the water that Drew was drinking out of.
Don't.
Oh, Drew. This is the nearest I will get to you. Because of your security. Oh, no, that came out wrong. that sounded really wrong. We'll leave the water there. Oh, that was nice. We gave her about four or five brilliant albums. She leaves a half-drunk bottle of water, you know? Some people just don't try, do they? August the 12th, the movie's out. Go and see it. It's called The Perfect Catch. Right, lines open for car park catchphrase. 08700 100 100.